Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Kurt Neubauer, CEO and chairman of Planet Resource Recovery. The company trades on the Pink Sheets. Ticker symbol is PRRY. And Planet Resource Recovery is a developer, manufacturer, and marketer of Petroluxis and other green remediation and recovery technologies. Thanks for joining us today, Kurt.
Good morning, Juan. Appreciate your help.
Great. Good. Now, starting off, talk about you recently had a letter of intent or a memorandum of understanding with Franklin Mining for some green mining technology.
Yeah, let me say this. First of all, I want to kind of take this moment to redefine the company. So we're going to do this with you as a first. Planet started out basically with a technology called that we trademarked Petroluxis. It comes from a family of sciences known as siloxanes, and we've been developing that since 2005. Basically, in the last 4 years, we have taken that to a threshold of being able to use it as a oil stimulation product, an oil cleanup product, a well improvement, marginal well stimulation product, as well as a remediation product, which we proved up in the Northeast here last spring, working with Region 3 EPA and a contractor to clean up a rail car site where a buried tank with creosote was in the ground up in the Pennsylvania area. But what I really want to say here is that the company over the last 4 years has been consistently morphing, and we are actually placing ourselves as a technology company now, not just a purveyor of one product, Petroluxis, that can go do a various number of things. We learned from the science that we can remove or extract or drop out heavy metals in the course of cleaning up the oil or cleaning up the ground. We've done this and worked on toxic problems such as hex chrome and arsenic and other problems of this nature. Well, in pursuing that arena of dealing in metals, we expanded further and realized not only could we extract the metals, we could recover them. And so we've come into a completely new area of the science, which is going to be what I feel, or even my company feels, is a paradigm shift the way small mining or mid-sized mining companies go about trying to recover their precious metals, or for that fact, even base metals. And the MOU with Franklin is that very thing. These mines, the two of the mines we're going to work with, one is a silver and zinc mine in Bolivia, of all places, and the other one is an antimony mine down there, which I believe antimony is used in the production of munitions. Our technology will allow them to, in an environmentally friendly way, not only, they can mine and process that ore, but we can process it on site and create it into ingots or bars of virtually 80% or better purity of the metals that they're trying to get, be it gold, silver, zinc, copper, whatever it might be. And on top of that, to improve the economic model of what they do, we can do this with every notable metal or mineral that's present. So this expands their ability to sell more commodities as well as go after the initial thrust of what they were looking for, which in this case was silver and zinc. This is the same thing we're working on also with another company that we signed an MOU with last spring, El Capitan Mines as well in New Mexico. Their situation is a little different, but it's about extracting minerals from native earth, and that's what we found we can do. And in fact, what we through the summer working on these projects, we've realized that we actually have the opportunity, and I think this is going to make our shareholders very happy, to finally come in and say these are some areas that we believe we have IP. In other words, we have intellectual property, and what we're going to do here is more than likely we're going to seek out and see if we can't file some patents for this stuff.
Great. And so how well positioned – talk about some of the trends as far as green technology and mining, and how well positioned is the company to capitalize on them?
Well, first of all, green technology in the mining business, I don't know that much about mining, okay? I don't come from that sector, just like I didn't come from oil and gas. But I know that what we're doing and what we've checked about what the path we are taking with the technologies is something that hasn't been done. And it may have a little resistance in the beginning, but I have talked to some mining analysts over the last few months, and I'm getting a clear picture that there is a huge void in this sector for technology that could be utilized this way. And because typically, they will mine their ore, grind it up, and then either send it to a smelter, which they get a lesser a dollar figure for, or it's sold through a third party. And I think we're going to be the quote-unquote paradigm shift for these companies in that sector. The same thing that we're looking at in remediation, because the principle's the same. When we remediate soil, we leave nothing behind but dirt. And we take all the metal, we take the hydrocarbon, we take the everything. So when we get done, virtually the earth is sterile. You'll have to add Miracle-Gro or some other product for plants to grow. It will be like dirt on the moon. I'm not even sure. Maybe there's minerals in the dirt on the moon. Maybe something would grow over there. I don't know.
Dust mostly, right?
Dust mostly.
So what makes Planet Resource? What else makes the company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
I'm going to be honest with you, Juan. I'm not going to lead anybody astray here. I haven't studied the sector. I haven't studied other companies that are doing things other than the fact that what we've checked as far as intellectual property capabilities, mm-hmm. No one's done this. No one's done where we are or where we're going. So I'm not a big student of the industry. I do know one thing. We have an aggressive staff. We have a brand new, we just announced yesterday, director of technology. He's been with us for a number of months and been working on these projects. He came in to help us with the metals, and it just turned out this man is his name is Dr. Potts. He is very gifted, and he has just been able to even take a look at even our existing technologies and offer improvements on it also. So we're very pleased to have this gentleman in here with all of his background and experience and education and knowledge. So that's, I think that we are going to be creating more relationships like we have with Franklin Mining and El Capitan Mines. We're going to continue to create further relationships. Our model basically is to try to joint venture with these companies. I've also been in talks with some basically management firms who handle what I would have to call boots on the ground, where that they can provide services such as manpower to these job sites to control, operate our technology. And in some cases, they're even willing to offer capital for a vested interest in the project. So, I think we are poised. We have a little more work to do in the lab. But basically, the technology is there. We're finishing up bench processes on these technologies so that we can then consider whether or not we should go ahead and get at least a interim patent application going or not at this time.
Great. Now, you mentioned you added a new CTO. You also have a new member to the advisory board. So, perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Kurt, as well as that of some of the key management at Planet Resource Recovery.
Well, basically, my background is just my only gift to the system is finding the technology. I've been doing this for the last 35 years. I didn't always call it technology. I just found interesting things that I could buy and then take to market. And I've been doing that for a long time. Basically, my new chief technology officer, Dr. Hal Potts, they will be able to go. Investors will be able to go to our website soon and read his resume. It's pretty strong. We have a lot of others, too many really to list. But we also, as you said, on our advisory board, we have the chairman of our advisory board, Dr. Michael Nobel. Dr. Nobel, if anybody is familiar, is of the Nobel family, of the Peace Prize. He speaks with me frequent occasions. He's very excited about our metal technology. He wants to take me to South Africa and to East Europe, where there's a lot of metal in the form of slag, because that's one of the things I didn't mention. We're not just about mining material or mining precious metal, but we are also have developed the technology to recover individual metal from slag piles that exist in the world. And slag piles are the other side of the spectrum for the metals market, because they've already been previously heated up, in some cases 1700-1800 degrees, which has completely changed their chemistry. So typically slag piles are just sold for scrap, where they're sent to a smelter and melted down and then recovered that way. We can grind this material down, and we can then extract the individual metals by an electroplating process that would actually give you individual metal ingots for the different metals that are in there. But again, we've got as I said, Dr. Nobel, and we've also got Emil Pena. Emil Pena is another advisor that joined us recently. He's involved with working on corrosion. He is quite respected in the industry and is an intellectual as well. These people are all very humble individuals and really don't like to be talked about too much, so I think I'll leave it there, if that's all right.
No, that's great. Just a brief background in that. So what are some of the goals that and milestones that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
I tell you what, Juan, the team is in a mode right now to accomplish one thing: take this technology to the field. We have been pilot testing for the last 2 years. Our shareholders are aware of that. We are not pilot testing. We are pilot testing, but not in the way we've done it in the past. We are pilot testing now in order to get operational, so that we can begin to earn a revenue stream in these various sectors that we spoke about today. The mining is going to be number one. I'm looking to get into the Franklin situation as quickly as possible. I haven't said anything to anyone, but I think I'm going to be looking at. We're going to be planning a trip as a site visit to see what we're dealing with down there, probably in the next 30 to 45 days. There's just, our goal now is to begin to break bread. And to being a technology R&D company for the last 4 years, the fifth year we want to move into earnings and continue the technology R&D that we're on. But it's time for us to take this stuff to the field and integrate it into the economic environment and start making some money. I think that would make our shareholders very happy.
Definitely. And so in terms of investors, do you believe that investors right now understand the company's story and potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Not at all. We're not understood at all. And we haven't done a very good job this year of helping people to understand us. As we mentioned before we came on this interview, we have been pretty quiet through the summer. In fact, I don't think we had a news release of any kind the entire summer. Our last news releases were at the late spring. We've been working on technology, kind of just buried in it and not really focused on a full environment of getting our information declared or stated to our shareholders to keep them up to date. And I'm kind of in this mode now that I want our shareholders to understand what they're in, what the potential is, and where we're going. And right now, all I can say is if anybody ever wanted to get a piece of us, this is the perfect time. As far as the valuation, I'm gonna hope the valuation is as low as it's ever going to be.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us is Kurt Neubauer, CEO and Chairman of Planet Resource Recovery. The company is traded over the counter. Ticker symbol is PRRY, currently trading at 9 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Kurt, just to kind of rehash everything, What do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I believe, I can't speak for those entirely, but I'll tell you this. We have a lot of very devout shareholders because of the fact that we're environmental technology. Everything we do has a green twist to it. We brought green to remediation. We brought green to the oil and gas industry, and we're about to bring green to the mining industry. There are many other technologies and a few other situations we're working on right now, all of it, again, in the green sector of the science we're in, the siloxane science. And all I can say is that for those who have been here, I want to thank them. I appreciate their confidence, and for those that are looking, that's where I kind of get a loss for words. When those that are looking at us for a potential of whether or not we should be they should be involved with us, I can tell you this, that we've been through 4 years of R&D, and we haven't even broken ground yet, and that's what we're about to do. If we've stayed at or come to this value, or at least managed to maintain this value where we are, and we're about to go get serious in the field as far as looking at earning revenues, then I can just say that take your shot now, or just watch the ride.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on some of your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to do the update today, Kurt, and for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
Great.